Proclamation number 5515 of 24th of October, 1952. Purification of the heart as the temple of God. I want to dwell in you. Therefore your heart should also be such that I can dwell in it, and I can only dwell where all ungodliness has been removed beforehand. I can only be in a temple of love, in a vessel which is worthy to shelter myself in it. And it requires a great deal of work on oneself to shape the heart in such a way that I can dwell in it. For as soon as a piece of rubbish is removed, it spreads again, and the work has to be done tirelessly until the heart is adorned with the virtues which now allow me to take abode in it. I am full of love and patience, thus you must also be so. I am gentle and peaceful beyond measure, and thus you must also make an effort to become like me. I am full of forbearance and understanding for all weaknesses and demand the same from you, even if you will not reach the degree which still shapes you into a divine being on earth. I forgive those who have offended me and repay them with all kinds of gifts of grace, and thus you should not hold any wrong against a fellow human being. You should treat those who have offended you with equanimity and kindness, and you should give them love and thus also try to win their love. You should always take my life on earth as an example, since Roman 1, as a human being, had to struggle with the same oppositions and yet remained victorious because love gave me strength, which you, too, can receive at any time if only you give much love. Such a purified heart will soon realize whom it contains, for love attracts me so powerfully. Love adorns the heart and nothing can remain next to it which could prevent my presence. And you should not judge. You should leave it to me, and I truly judge justly but still differently than you, because I also love that which is still distant from me and want to win it one day. Try to live on earth according to my example and the attempt will be rewarded to you. For anyone who seriously wants will also receive my strength in full measure in order to be able to carry out his will. Anyone who seriously strives for inner perfection will achieve it, for he will soon feel me as his helper within himself, and together with me everything will become easy for him, even the attainment of a degree of maturity, which shall be the striving and aim of all of you. Your heart will become and remain a dwelling place for me, and I myself will be present to you for all eternity. Amen.